and you are listening to KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, the station that loves you. And this is Kauai Soapbox with myself, Felicia, and Marshall.
Hey, Felicia.
Hi, and I also have my dear friend Alan Faya in the studio with us.
Yes, that's I.
That's you. And so we're going to have so many things that we're going to talk about today. And Alan has lived here a long time, long time. Yep.
Like absolutely. Forever.
Decades and decades and decades. So one of the things I'm going to pick his brain about is the Hanalei Ridge and what the development's going on up there, but many other things, too. And this is a fun drive week for Kauai Community Radio. And
I just donated.
You did.
And I donated in Felicia's name.
Oh, thank you. And can
I say... It's $100 today for Felicia.
$100. Thank you so much. And we have a goal of 1,000. And
we can do 1,000.
We can do 1,000. And absolutely. I'm going to challenge the listeners. I'm going to put in an angel pledge, which is $1 a day. That's a $365 pledge. And I encourage people to match.
Super.
Yeah, Alan or me. And even, you know, not everybody can afford that. I can't really even afford that. But, like, not everybody can afford it. What you can afford, that's great, at 826-7774. Or you can always go to kkcr.org and go to the donate button. But we're going to have a lot for you, and I want to say that Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Store, Betty Jean Nativio, and we're going to hear what our mission statement is, because that is what we are about.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Kauai Store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Betty Jean Nativio, artist for hire, teaching both art and cooking, including the School of Chocolate Art for all ages and abilities. Multi-art mediums, including reverse glass painting, available for events, signage, custom gifts, and more. More information at BettyJeanNativio.com or 808-652-3781.
Keala Nu'ukia KKCR. KKCR's mission statement. O KKCR kahui lakio ku oko'a no kawa'i. He hui lakio kayaulu e pai pai iae e ka lehu lehu ae ho'o laleana me ka ho'o laha ole. KKCR is Kauai's independent radio station, a community radio station supported by the people and broadcasting without commercials. Nā pahuhopua KKCR, the goals of KKCR. E ho'oulu I ka hoi, e a oaku, a e ho'ohau oli ho'i I nā hoa ho'olohe. To encourage, to teach, and to also cause enjoyment in the listeners. E mālama, e ho'omau, a e ho'olau le apu I nā mea a me kanohona Hawaii. To care for, to perpetuate, and to celebrate Hawaiian customs and lifestyle. Ho ike I ka nani a kea o ko ka ko kayaulu a me ke kayaulu ku waho. Showcase the broad beauty of our community and the outside community. He kahua o KKCR no nā leo a me nā mele laha loa pū no me ka laha ole. O KK Kahu Foundation, ka mea e ho'o holo ai I a mau papahana lekio. KKCR is a platform for voices and songs both well-known and underrepresented. The Ke Kahu Foundation facilitates these radio programs.
And mahalo for listening to Kauai Community Radio. We really appreciate you. And so, Alan, you know, you do so many really amazing things. And Jimmy, hang on. You do so many amazing things. We've got all these people here to take your calls, by the way. Marge Dente's taking calls, and so is Aurelius McNaughton and Jimmy Trujillo. And we have Alan here, who's going to be talking with us about a number of things. But you got your ukulele in hand.
Can I say why I have it?
Please do.
Well, our ukulele instructor, we had our practice last night because on the 10th of the month, we go to Wilcox. That's a long-term care. And we do the May Day program, which is, it's incredible. They have the princesses of all the eight islands, and they all march in on wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And they have flags and so forth, and they have their place. Then finally the queen arrives, and it's big, big celebration with the queen there. And then we play our ukuleles with special songs like Hawaii Ponaui, which we'll be playing in a minute here. So we practice all these songs, and then we also have some of them are singing and some are hula. So we're going to have hula for the long-term care people, and they absolutely love it. We do it every year.
So that's at Wilcox Hospital on the second floor, is it?
Yes, that's their what do they call that, activity room.
Okay, yeah, and that's there in Lihue. We also, another long-term care place that we have is Mahikoa Memorial Hospital.
Mahilona.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mahilona, yes, I knew that. Okay, I'm having a senior moment, Alan. You have to forgive me. I'm an overachiever.
Oh, don't worry. I'll catch you.
Okay. So did you want to sing us a song, or you want us to play?
Well, if you don't mind, we kind of decided that it might be fun just to hear our opening song for these seniors will be Hawaii Ponaui, and everybody loves that song. And I'll tell you, last night we practiced it three or four times because people were playing the wrong chords. So finally, at the very end, I got a track on my digital recorder, and this is the one we'll play now.
Okay. All right. Let me. Are you playing it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And I might need to have my Jimmy help me here. Jimmy.
Track one.
Oh, hold on.
It's just a plain old CD. You know how they are.
Okay, let me start over. I'm sorry. Yes. You know, it's so funny. We're all volunteers here. And I tend to be, words, you know. So...
What you're proving is that you are human like the rest of us. Something. So don't go away. Now listen.
There was our Betty Beverly Kaunui. She's our ukulele master teacher.
And our
group of, we are known as Ukulele Nahomana or Namolokama. So thank you for being listeners.
There you go.
That's so, thank you. And I just want to acknowledge, you know, how many wonderful people we are blessed with while they are in this life here. And this has been another rough week for losing people, both young and old. And Hartwell Blake, also known as Hanalei Blake, he is one of your friends, yes, Alan?
Absolutely. We work together with archaeological cultural surveys on some events in the Poipu area.
Did you guys grow up together, too?
No, he was in a different town. I was in Waimea. I didn't even know where Koloa was.
Yeah, it was a little different back then. But Hartwell has helped with so many things, and pretty recently he was on the Planning Commission. He has, you know, been involved in, you know, so many aspects. And he's got three kids. Hartwell and Grace were his parents. He goes by Hanale when we're at Poi, but he's got like five kids, I think. And so anyway, a lot of love to Hartwell Blake. And our Donna Scholes left us this week. She's from Kilauea, 92 years old, and people call her Coach Grandma. And another really tough one is John Lydgate, you know, passed last night.
And, oh, he did? Mm, I heard he was ill, but I didn't know he passed.
Mm, well, yes. So there's others. I actually won't say others that are probably really recent.
Well, Jay Fafaro.
Emma Fafaro, Jay's wife. Emma,
yep.
She passed away on Easter morning, and I know that this Saturday will be the Kamat service. That was a 2-year-old and a 29-year-old and the car accident. So lots of things. I know that Clayton Kubo, who's very involved in our show, he lost his mother this week too. So we have to value every day. Every day is precious, and regardless of the age, young or old, you know, every day needs to be valued and blessed. So I'd like to play some Wave Riders. The Wave Riders help us to stay on the air. So they've been donors, and we were able to start off. Our goal for this week is $70,000, and we were able to start off with $20,000 from all the people who were early bird donors or Wave Riders. They put up a little bit of money to be presenting their important events that are coming. So I'm going to play one of our Wave Riders. And if people would like to call in and donate, 826-7774, or you go to kkcr.org, or you can even call 826-771. But during this show,
three
that tends to be
and one.
Three sevens and a one, though that tends to be our call-in number when we're on the air. And so, you know, it keeps our free speech happening. It keeps all kinds of things going. So Wave Riders, we love you. Underwriters, we love you. Sustaining members, people will donate so much amount every month. And those are the best and easiest if you go right on to the kkcr.org website and do it. But anyway, we love you, and we appreciate what's going on.
Aviki Oceanic and Tribal Art Gallery, located in Hanalei Center. Artwork from the island nations of the Pacific, Niihau jewelry, Hawaiian tikis, and more. AviikiArt.com.
The Kauai Lifeguard Association would like to salute Kauai's lifeguards and firemen for their dedication to the safety of all our beach users. Not one of the 15 drowning deaths on Kauai in 2016 were at a lifeguarded beach.
Puahina, original Hawaiian island clothing store located in the heart of Hanapepe Town, featuring new men's designs. Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook.
Soulmates, your Kama'aina footwear store at the cutting edge of Old Kapa'a Town. 808-822-2180. www.soulmates808.com.
Saturday, May 20th, is Edible Hawaiian Island's fourth annual statewide Farm Day, spreading and sharing farm-fresh love across Hawaii. EdibleHI.com.
The Hanalei Watershed Hui can help you replace your Hanalei cesspool. Let's clean up our river, bay, and reefs. 826-1985 or HanaleiWatershedHui@gmail.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Bill Fernandez congratulates KKCR for its excellent programming. Hawaiian music, coffee, and the newspaper. A great start to each day.
Aegis, fee-only institutional investment and financial planning brought to individual investors. Located in Princeville, 808-346-1331, aegiscapital.com.
North Shore Cab, proudly serving the Garden Island with Aloha, 32 years. Clean, reliable, and on time. 808-826-4118.
New items at Kmart Home Center, home of Kenmore, Craftsman, and Die Hard. Mahalo for your kokua.
Community Features Collective supports KKCR FM Kauai, the station that brings Kauai residents news that matters.
Charlie Brown thanks the KKCR audience for considering that the second law of thermodynamics can be overcome.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, supporting KKCR from the beginning. Happy 20th birthday, KKCR.
The Kauai Lifeguard Association thanks KKCR for its continued support of our ocean safety mission. Mahalo to the residents of Kauai who make many rescues and interventions at our beaches without recognition or reward.
Ganesha Body Piercing, Kauai's home for safe, clean body piercing and custom jewelry. Now in the Dragon Building, Ganesha Body Piercing, 808-212-8017.
Go Farm Hawaii, a farmer training program cultivating the next generation of farmers. GoFarmHawaii.org.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders, or you would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. So, Alan, just to give the listener a little bit of knowledge about you, I appreciate you so much. You grew up in Waimea Town.
I sure did. It was a great town to grow up in.
Yeah, and your family, Kukiola?
Well, actually, in the early days, we were a sugar plantation, small, and we were also Waimea Dairy. In fact, we supplied, when we finally moved on, let Marigold take over, we were supplying the whole island, and our milk was delivered in bottles. And so Shimada would drive all the way over to Hanalei. You could hear the bottles rattling when they got to Hanalei. So those were the days.
Yeah, so you have had that experience. I believe, if I remember correctly, you worked at NASA for a certain number of years.
Very fortunately, I timed it right because I got to know a good friend who was flying the X-15, and his name is Neil Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was flying the X-15 down at Edwards. This is before the NASA program, this is when we were NACA, National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, and Jimmy Doolittle was the chairman of the committee. I got to meet Jimmy Doolittle at one time. But I was working at Ames on Moffett Field right near Stanford, and I was working on an airplane called the X-14, and the Air Force had tried to make it work. It was a hovering jet. It could take off vertically and then fly as a regular airplane. So this is finally led to the Hawker PS-117, and what you know today as the what is that thing anyway? I can't think of the name of it.
The name of the plane?
Yeah. The one they fly now, the jump jet that takes off.
The Osprey?
Not the Osprey. No, it's a jet. It's a jet. But anyway, make a long story short, I was working on this X-14, and I finally had to put bigger engines on it, and I finally got it to take off and hover. Well, it turned out as time went on, we made it into what's called a variable stability airplane. So we had computers on it, and we could make it fly like anything, and what we did was finally got into the point where we made it fly like the lunar module that landed on the moon. So Neil Armstrong came up to Ames. He had been flying the X-15, which was the fastest airplane rocket jet flying at Mach 6, and the X-14 flies at Mach 0. So he came up to fly the mission landing of the first landing on the moon. And so we taught him how, and he was not supposed to use automatic landing all the way to the touchdown on the moon. But because there were rocks for the automatic landing, they hadn't seen those rocks before. So he had to take it off of automatic and fly it manually. And then he came back to tell us, hooray, hooray, your X-14 flew just like the LEM.
Wow. I know, this is a pretty amazing piece. So you were an engineer in that window of your life, yes?
I was a pilot, engineer, everything.
And you were talking about the Harrier jump jet, is that right?
Harrier, yeah, the Harrier. See, before it was a Harrier, the British had their crew over, and they had a Hawker P-1127, which was a copy of what our X-14 was flying like. And so then it led to the Harrier, and which you have today, so... You know, the VTOL work was vertical takeoff and landing.
And then when you've come home to Kauai, you were part of the management. Yeah, I know your dad was the manager of the sugar plantation there in Waimea, correct? He was an Allen also. Are you a junior?
I'm junior.
So Allen Sr., he managed the plantation.
He was born in 1905 at the plantation dispensary at Waimea, right up by the community hall. 1905. I was born in 32 at the same place, plantation. They didn't have Wilcox Hospital. In those days, plantations had their own clinics or hospitals. And so he was manager until he died in 1968. But by that time, we were no longer in sugar.
So you also have the Waimea Plantation Cottages, correct?
That was what came after Hurricane Eva, because that was all used to be the mill camp. We had a lot of retirees from sugar mill days. Like we had 100 cottages, and Eva came on shore and just destroyed it. Actually, it didn't destroy everything. It moved everything around. It was mainly a flood, so it rearranged all the cottages. The became cottages, and my brother Mike was just starting to work with us, and so he figured out with Bob Fox, architect, how to rearrange all these cottages, these old plantation houses, into the cottages that we have today.
So one of the reasons I've brought you on the show, other than to help me get some donors at 826-7774, and thank you for your donation, is because you have a lot of mana'o and knowledge about what's happened on the island. So we hear dairy, sugar, visitor industry, and I know that you're on the the cultural survey group, correct?
Yes, yeah. I'm the Kauai person for cultural surveys of Hawaii. That's Hal Hammett, president of cultural surveys, and he used to come over to Kauai every time we had our meeting. I was on the Kauai Historic Preservation Commission for years, and every time something came up that was a cultural or archaeological problem, Hal would come over, and we would have the discussion from that cultural and archaeological standpoint. And at that time, we had Randy Wickman as our chairman of our KHPRC for a number of years, and he is, on this island, the most knowledgeable person of everything on Kauai, everything about archaeology, everything about culture. So he's looked upon as being, you know, the person to talk to.
Well, I've got some of his stuff loaded up on my computer here, and I know that Randy Wickman is a part of the Nahokuvelo group that is putting up these signs. About 2 years ago, they put the moku around the islands, which are the districts. We have 6 moku here. We are in the Halalea moku in Princeville, and they've recently put the Aha Moku. Where's my brain today? Ahu Pua'a signs. Gosh,
yep.
What's going on with me? The Aha Pua'a signs around, which are like the watersheds, the smaller districts within there. And so he's a big part of that. But I have some stuff up and listed on my computer about Kellett's Landing. John Kellett was the pilot that brought ships in and out on the North Shore. We had recently a pilot from Nauwiliwili and Hawaii, you know, that they still have pilots bring ships into the areas. But John Kellett brought ships in and out of Hanalei, and so he had a little area there called Kellett's Landing, which we think of as the Hanalei Ridge. And you live really on that Hanalei Ridge, just about in Princeville, kind of near in what we call Unit 4, I think, of Princeville.
Right. I'm a stone's throw. If I hit my golf club just right, I can hit the ridge.
You can hit the ridge, right. So you're close. So I have been putting in, honestly, I've been calling the people from what's called the Hanalei Lodge, the new development that is planned to go in there on the top of the ridge. And I haven't really actually gotten a return call yet. They must be busy. And as we know, Emma passed away. So maybe that came into it, too. But I have been wanting to talk to them and to look at it, but I haven't been able to get them.
Who is it that you wanted to talk to?
The people who work for the element of Princeville that is, who are Jeff Stone's group that are going to be putting on the Hanalei Ridge.
Okay, so you wanted to talk to Jeff Stone's company.
That's correct. But I haven't quite been able to do it. I saw what was on the paper, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask Alan, because Alan knows everything. And because I looked at the drawing that's up there of what is going on the ridge, it on the surface looks like it is less of an impact than what we were having from
Pierre Midier's
development, where there was a hotel and a housing.
Right.
So I'm looking at what was said. They're saying Princeville Hanalei Plantation LLC proposes to develop an apartment hotel resort to be known as the Princeville Lodge. I guess not the Hanalei Lodge. Princeville Lodge, containing a main lodge building, a point pool building, and 60 hotel units and 20 apartment hotel units, located in 25 smaller multi-unit buildings. The main lodge building will be located on the eastern end of the property and will contain two stories and a basement, which will include... So two stories and a basement. All right, so my brain goes, huh, all right, a basement, two stories, okay. A swimming pool, a library, meeting rooms, retail space, hotel support office and storage, back of house, maintenance rooms, and parking. There's also a point pool building down at, just about at the water's edge that'll have a swimming pool with a bar and food facility. So I took a close look at the picture, and you can see it's kind of nice that there's no parking area up there on the bluff, but you can see the way the road goes, it looks like it's underground.
I want to mention that the community knows what the plan looks like from the surface because it came out. What was that issue in the Garden Island? It was
It was in the Garden Island.
It was in the Garden Island, and it was what did the words say there? Something about trouble in Princeville, or it's trouble
on the heading of it. I have to kind of pull up.
The paper's right there. Anyway,
you probably have the paper.
Oh, I do. Okay. Well, anyway, I thought, well, as soon as people see that, they're going to notice that. Well, where do you park your car? That's the first thing they're going to ask about. So a number of people ask me, where do they park their car?
Right. So when I'm looking at that, I kind of zoomed in close, and it looks like there's a little road that goes around, and it's probably underneath the building. So it's probably a basement right there.
There will be a parking garage under everything that you see on the surface. So... and then when you have 80 hotel units, you could have 80 cars. Maybe you could have more. Some people have a family that has two cars. Anyway,
plus
so
the
there's going to be 80 cars for one for each unit. Then they're going to have parking for the service people. They have, of course, they have housekeeping and laundry. So there's going to be a lot of that underground, which means... either they put it on top of the ground and add soil and build the whole thing up, or they have to go down and dig into the hillside.
Wow, do you know how deep?
Well, it's got to be pretty deep because you got to figure a ceiling, a floor, a concrete floor, and a ceiling. If you know what the one is that's over here at Merriman, I mean at Windham.
Weston.
They have an underground garage, and it looks like maybe the height is about 20 feet. So it might be less than that since 20 feet is an awful lot.
Wow.
So let's say it's 10 feet. So 10 foot, but then look at the volume. And so if they do have to excavate, where does all that excavation go? It's a huge amount.
Well, the other thing I wonder, and I wonder if you might know, if you were part of the cultural survey, did they do a borehole in there? Do they know what is underneath there? Is it soil? Is it... A lot of this area is lava, the kind that's explosive, that cracks, got all the little holes in it. I wonder how that will impact that ridge line, because it seems like it's kind of steep on either side.
Well, let me back up a little bit. I got this letter from Cultural Surveys, because they always ask me for my opinion and a few others that's okay. I know it by heart. They had, what was the date that they sent that?
January 27th,
yeah,
2017.
January 27th, and they said they needed the results by February 15th or so. And after I got started on that, they said, well, the deadline really didn't matter after all. So what I did was I provided them with my first cut, which was before I realized the garage part of it. I sent my letter in, and then I found out more about the garage, so I sent that one in too. And Hal Hammett, I just talked to him this morning, and he's very concerned about
the archaeologist.
Yeah, he's the head of the cultural surveys. He's a president. He's been coming here for years, as we know, and all these cultural surveys. And so he said, well, they've got to do some boring samples, find out what's down there, because like it could be all lava rock.
Right. So that seems it seems pretty high impact to me. What I've observed, especially in my role at Kauai Community Radio, as we keep giving voice to the people, and then definitely part of our mission statement is the perpetuation of the Hawaiian culture, and making sure especially that the voice of the Hawaiian people, particularly, you know, really anybody who wants a voice up is welcome on Kauai Community Radio. But we are especially looking into the voice of empowerment for the Kanaka Mo'oli. And they are really pretty concerned at each place getting erased from Lo'i to Heiau to everything else. So we're going to hear for a moment about the grand prize, since we are in a fundraising week on KKCR, Hanalei.
And then I'll follow that with my discussion with the planning. Yeah. This morning I talked to planning.
Yeah, we want to hear about what planning had to say, and more what Hal had to say, and then what maybe, you know, people have an option to do. So please call 826-7774 or go to kkcr.org. And make a donation and help keep us on the air, because I know that we make a difference in a lot of areas, and it's a way for people to get this information out. Very often what happens is there's a plan, everything is done and completed, and then it goes up to public hearing, you know, so all the work's been done, the projects have been signed, it's, you know, the 11th hour that we get to hear about it. So please call in, make your donation, 826-7774.
Everyone who donates to KKCR during our spring fund drive from April 27th to May 11th will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a one-week complimentary stay in a luxurious two-bedroom, two-bath unit at Wyndham Kaeokai Resort in Princeville. This is a $2,000 value. Make your donation today for a chance to win. Mahalo nui to Wyndham Kaeokai Resort for their generous support of Kauai Community Radio.
Okay, Mahalo Wyndham Kaeokai Resort. And so when they give people a chance to win a week, you know, that is supporting us too. And one of the reasons, Alan, it's nice for me to be speaking with you about it is, like, you do have your own hotel, the Waimea Plantation Cottages. You understand business. You understand this whole difficulty between how economics, you know, is important to do something on the land. Do we, you know, what do? We put big industry, big ag, you know. Tell us first about planning, and then also a little bit more about Hal Hammett relative to the Princeville Lodge on Princeville Ridge.
Well, I had a discussion with planning. I wanted to find out just where the process of permitting this whole project hasn't really hit the planning yet. It's only at the very early stage. They're doing what's called a shoreline survey. It's not a SMA yet, but it's a pre-survey, because they're concerned about the point, the bottom end. You know,
where the pool is going to go?
Yeah, where the lower part is. Yeah, that might be. I don't know where that stands in the latest tsunami, but they've moved tsunami lines up, you know, since new things have been discovered. So that might be part of the tsunami area, which may give them a problem with that lower point. And so they told me that that they would contact me as soon as the first official request comes in. And, you know, I like to work with the planning department, because I've worked with them for years. They're good people. And, of course, everything goes to planning first, then to the planning, you know, the commission.
Yeah, and like in the case of this piece there, it has what we call an entitlement. It has had the entitlement to have a resort there for a long time.
Bruce Stark had something on the order of 216 units. That was going to be a huge concrete jungle.
And they had begun it. I remember it used to be like two stories of concrete design on the mountain there, and eventually the jungle took it over, and some of it was taken down. But it is, there's not just planning, there's also economics that sometimes work against plans like this.
Well, there's something else that's not obvious to everybody, and that is in the earlier proposal by Pierre Omidyar and Ohana Realty, they had a plan to restore the Ho'omaikai fish pond, and that was going to be to bring it back to its condition that it was in ancient time, and that they were going to bring back the koloa duck and other native fowl that are on the other side of the island. So that was going to be one of the positive things about it. Of course, their hotel itself was going to be a bungalow kind of hotel with the units on the water down at the, well, just before you get to
the bay.
Just at the north or the Mauka end of the fish pond. So that part was good. And of course, the housing thing is questionable in my mind that they couldn't have made smaller houses, but there are only going to be four on one side and 30 on the other, which to me never seemed that bad. But then, you don't know, because you know, they spend that much money, they want a big house. So anyway, what I'm concerned with is now, under this new proposal, when you look at the outline, there's a red outline that shows the project, which is just the development itself, the ridge, the one they call Princefield Lodge. And then the rest of it is a blue line that shows everything else, which is all of the Ho'omaikai fish pond and all that area. And so I asked them, where will that go? And they said, well, that will be taken over and donated to the Hawaiians themselves.
But that's to say the Hawaiians. I mean, that's like saying to the white people or something. There's a lot of Hawaiian people. Which Hawaiians? Like an organization, a 501c3?
Yeah, maybe, who knows. But when they say Hawaiians, well, it means the North Shore, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see, like, if that is put into a cultural site where it can be, have cultural restoration and responsibly done, that might be a big blessing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a question. It could be a big tax burden on the people themselves if they don't have a 501c3 or something or other with donations so they can improve it. Okay.
Right, they're very expensive.
Can you clear up for me a little bit, please, where it is that you're talking about the fish pond in relation to the proposed Princeville Lodge project?
You say I have it over here?
Yeah, it's right there. Marshall, we can put it on Facebook in a little bit. What it is somebody's looking at it, the break, you know, from the ocean where people surf the bay. It would be kind of looking straight at the hill just to the right of the Princeville Hotel. Or if people are at the Princeville Hotel and go down to the bottom and they walk to the left. That fish pond is said to be at least 600 years old. They have done soil samples on it and tested it. And, you know, it's very possibly, you know, Marquesan. Is that correct, Alan? Have you paid attention
for
that?
There you go. You
go speak into the mic.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah.
But he's not on the mic yet.
He's handing me a map with really clear.
That's all you
need.
Okay,
so
great.
Thank you. Yeah, I just got off.
Here, come onto the mic.
I got off the mic for a minute to go find. I'm dead. Well, I don't have my earphones on. No wonder. Okay, I didn't have my earphones on. I went and got the sheet of paper that shows the blue line and the red line, so you have a picture of what you asked about. Where is this? Where is that?
Okay, and so the fish pond then, is that the area that looks like marshes there?
Yeah, that's everything else in the red. And you notice that the outline, the blue, goes more than the fish pond. It has a lot of other land, too.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all they're talking about keeping in some sort of preserved state, transferring ownership to some sort of Native Hawaiian organization or entity or group or other.
Yeah, that's what they claimed where it would go. And by the way, there's a thought that this hotel is 80 units. And I'm sure you've heard of, what's that big hotel group? Having a major senior moment here.
This is Group 70 who did the plan here.
No, I mean Four Seasons. Four Seasons is a very high level, very, very particular units. And I heard that they were planning, even though it's Four Seasons won't take anything less than 100 units, but this has got 80, and maybe the location makes a difference. So maybe Four Seasons is going to get involved in funding it and supporting it.
At one point, I know that the people who were going to build on it was the Mirage. You know, it seems like hotels move around and change and things like that. So I just placed it on my Facebook page so people could see it if they want Felicia Alonji Cowden. And people can call in like at 826-7771 to talk on the radio. If you want to make a donation, call 826-7774 or go online at kkcr.org. Hey, by the way, I want to thank Paul for being a donor. We have another one of our programmers, Paul, called in to help support this show. So we really appreciate that effort. Thank you so much, Paul. Anybody can call in. But so we have, I put it up here. I have listed, you know, and I can read off some of the names that might have Kuleana on there.
Oh, I was just thinking maybe we should mention some of the gifts that we have at the various donation levels.
Okay, sure.
At some point, sure. There's the bumper sticker and the Kupa'ua Talk Story CD. Talk to me about that, the Talk Story CD.
Oh, well, I heard it. You know, that is Neil Hannes' daughter. He's from Kamehameha Schools and Bishop Estate. Oh, my gosh. I heard some of it on the radio. Beautiful music, beautiful song, and I learned all kinds of things that I didn't know before. Like KKCR does a series of Talk Story CDs, and I haven't been able to hear that entire one yet. But unbelievably beautiful voice and music, and young woman.
Okay, so for a donation of $25, you receive that Kupa'ua Talk Story CD and a bumper sticker. And if you wanted to go as high as $200, you'd get a T-shirt, a tote bag, and a hat.
Yep. Right. And, you know, we have all kinds of gifts that go on, though. What I like to think is that people are going to support us because we support the community. We play a lot of certainly music from, you know, the Hawaiian community, but we play local artists. We play live music. We do a lot to build a lot of different things.
I just want to change, talk about gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to suggest that there's a new neighbor we have on the island named Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Facebook. And I know that he has a lot of spare cash around. I see the reports. And what if Mark wants to make Pono and just buy the ridge and make it become a community park, or, you know, like all grass and, you know, for people to picnic there and make it into just a playground kind of place. What would he gain with that? He'd gain huge respect from everybody on the island.
Pierre Omidyar, who owns that there too, you know, he is also, his business is eBay. So he's got really quite a lot of abundance. It might be that it could be turned into a conservation element with a big, deep discount on taxes. I know that to hold on to land that has a resort zoning is very expensive.
Well, the other thing is I have a connection with, I call them the Google boys. They moved into the hangar that I used to be at when I was at NASA. And I used to, in the old days, I'd walk out my office, and in the back door, I'd go in the hangar. We had about 25 airplanes that we were researching. Well, I was just there not too long ago, and I went in the back, and they had opened the door, and there was two 737s and a G5, or two G5s. And I thought, boy, you know, these guys could fly out here in a whiz and visit us and say, well, we'd like to be a part of that island too, not just Zuckerberg.
Right. Well, we got a lot of the whole .com people. I didn't know the Google people. They were over there on the west side?
Well, Google is in Sunnyvale, not in Sunnyvale, but in...
Yeah, I know where it is in the Bay Area, but yeah. I mean, do they have property here too?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think they should have some property here too.
Okay.
So you mentioned the difficulty of maintaining in an undeveloped state land that is zoned for resort because there's high taxes. Is that right?
Yeah, there's incredible taxes. And so there's a challenge. Like what does happen, it's often called land banking. If something has ag on it, and the cheapest rate for taxes, land taxes, is if you have cattle on it or goats or something. Grazing is taxed less than... even regular agriculture. But whatever you're zoned at, you're going to be taxed at the highest and best use. And so if you own resort land, even if you don't have a resort on it, you're going to be taxed at a resort rate.
So is there a possibility of that land where the Princeville Lodge is being proposed to be
downzoned?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like asking somebody that they have a diamond ring to turn it in for, you know, something like a brass ring or a turquoise ring, the value of it.
A bamboo ring.
I mean, like, difference in what the value of it is. You know, somebody has to take a very big loss. I think that parcel up there sold for something like $100 million, something like that.
No, actually it's $75
million. $75 million?
That's what he sold it to Jeff. Well, actually, he still owns it. He's leased it to Jeff Stone.
But what did he buy it for?
Well, he didn't buy it.
Pierre
paid $75
million. Okay, $75 million. So it's like going, all right, when you downzone it into conservation and it sits there somewhat in the public trust, which is a beautiful thing to do, that is a $75 million donation to the community, which even for wealthy people, that's a significant amount of money.
Mm-hmm. I want to add something about Google, if I may.
Okay.
It's called Pie in the Sky. But, you know, I am a pie in the sky person, and I have to be in the Bay Area fairly soon for a while. And so what I was going to propose is that maybe either Larry or Sergey, you know, from Google, the Google boys, one of them come out here, fly your G5 out and land at Barking Sands. I can get permission to land at Barking Sands and come over and look at our property. Look at our cottages, because what we are is we're a beautiful place that's supposed to grow out to about 100 cottages eventually, but we have no water. Without water, we can't go anywhere. And that's a couple of $1 million up on the ridge in Knutson Land. So if they came out here and said, okay, we're going to set up a lease with you guys and we're going to work together on this development, they would have a presence here on the island, which is a lot different than any Zuckerberg or Omidyar.
Well, okay, and I have to be a little careful with that one because we can't be really doing real estate deals on here. And we have a very sensitive community. Like I know that something that comes up again and again is the loss to the Kanaka Maoli community. And we're basically in this global economy. So what we've seen at the planning update, you know, the general plan update and all these meetings, is the persistent voice of the challenge of people who live here, and I like the I'm a flown here person, but the grown here, not flown here people, you know, really, they can't even afford to be here.
But hey, Felicia, don't you, you know, regarding anybody that's, whether Kanaka Maoli or whatever, we have residents on the west side who have been there for generations.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get jobs.
Right.
So if they can see that we're going to add on, in fact, when they were doing the planning, the general plan update, the 20-year plan, they came to us and said, we're going to convert your land to your resort land to ag. And we said, well, you can't do that because we have this plan to build out to 200 cottages. And so they said, well, why haven't you done it so far? And we said, because the county hasn't given us any water. That was so we retained our entitlement there.
Okay. And I want to talk about water in just a moment, but I want to first really honor the Wave Riders. We have another group of Wave Riders who've helped us stay on the air. And I want to put a big thank you out to Marge, who is actually one of the founders of this station, who has just put in a donation. And so there's a lot of gratitude towards that. And so we're up to $615.
$615.
Yep, and our goal is $1,000. So it looks like we've got $385 more to go. That's really just like an angel pledge and a little bit more, or we can, you know, have...
Well, I hate to say this, but I was saving my second $100 for my...
loved Sandy Swift.
Sandy Swift. She's my Hanai daughter, and I want to give her credit, too, but, you know, I could give $100 to you instead, but I think I'll hold that out for Sandy.
It would be really great to hit our goal.
It'd be really great to hit our goal, but, like, with... you know, regardless of who gives money in which time frame, it all goes to KKCR, and it keeps us on the air, and it keeps us, you know, a really special community. We are the only station like this on all of the islands, and there are fewer and fewer across the nation.
Okay, I'm going to up mine to 200, and I've given 100 already.
Well, that was easy. Keep talking, please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you.
Hey. Money doubles.
Hey, and
I'm sorry, Sandy, my dear Hanai daughter, but maybe she's listening, maybe not.
Yeah, and then when those friends of Alan's out there, call in and match him. Yay.
I was talking to our ukulele Hanau. Last night, I said, everybody, call in, donate, be a part of our KKCR. And I said, do you realize that, I don't remember the year exactly, but we had our blessing of our Hawaiian canoe that was restored. It's an ancient Hawaiian canoe it's 100 years old. And we had the blessing on the front of our beach house. And you know, it got on KKCR, and I got a phone call one day from someone in New Zealand, and they said, you had this canoe, tell me about it. And I said, well, how did you find out about the canoe? Well, KKCR. I said, you mean KKCR is, you can hear it in New Zealand? They said, oh, yeah. And then I heard that there's people all over the world that can hear KKCR.
I tell you what, it is such an honor, like, because I can sit there and look. I should look at what we got right now. I'll pull it up while I play the Wave Riders. We can see who's listening. People listen from all over the islands.
You want the card again?
They play on lots of places. So here's our Wave Riders. Mahalo, Wave Riders, for keeping KKCR vital.
Imua Coffee Roasters, roasting global coffees in-store. Full espresso bar located in Wailua's Islander Beach Resort, 821-1717.
Ono Pops, Hawaiian frozen all-natural pops. Handmade in Hanamaulu from Kauai farm ingredients. Ono Pops, local, Ono, and Pono.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 30 years with island-made non-GMO granola and bars. AnaholaGranola.com.
Island Fish Prints, specializing in gyotaku at the Hanalei Farmers Market, Saturdays 9:30 to noon. More info at 634-3420 or islandfishprints@gmail.com.
Holo Holo Charters, vessels proudly made on Kauai for Kauai waters. Holo Holo Kauai Boat Tours.com.
Kauai Marine and Mower, supporting community radio on Kauai for 20 years. Thank you, KKCR.
Oasis on the Beach, oceanfront dining in Kapa'a, open daily from 12 noon. Reservations at 822-9332 or online at oasiskauai.com.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle with the County Recycling Office. Call 241-4841 or visit our website at kauai.gov/recycle.
16th Annual Heva e Kauai Tahitian Dance and Drumming Competition, August 5th and 6th, Kapa'a Beach Park. Applications at hevaekauai.com.
Ching Yong Village in the heart of Hanalei supports Kauai Community Radio.
Fresh Bite Food Truck in Hanalei serves local, organic, farm-to-beach lunches Thursday through Monday, 11 to 4. More details at freshbitekauai.com.
Kauai Worms offers the richest natural fertilizer on earth. KauaiWorms.com for all your vermiculture needs.
The Warehouse Imports and Liquidations, located in Kapa'a, 5633 Kawaihau Road. Furniture and Appliances, DaWarehouseKauai.com or 639-3246.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo!
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And I'm looking at who all's listening. Aloha, Russia.
Russia.
Russia. Yeah, aloha, Russia. Hilo, San Jose, Huntington Beach, Japan. Number of people from Japan, all over Japan. Japan is a big listener, and I can't speak Japanese, but actually, because we have like 12 hours of Hawaiian music in one long run without really any even underwriters of much. East Coast tends to play it in the offices. People from distance can do it, but we've got Jakarta, certainly Oahu, and Kailua Kona. I think that's probably my dear friend Sharon, who helps us all the time. Actually, a couple might even be Shannon, too. But we have Lihue, Santa Clara. I'm looking, trying for other places. California. Anyway, we've got a lot of different places. Russia has been on for a little while, but we appreciate you. Virginia, I see a bunch from the East Coast. So a lot of good things with that. And, Alan, I really appreciate your support.
Well, all I can say is, of all the things that I support, I get all these political things all the time. And what I do is I take what I'm going to donate to a politician, and I donate it to the Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Mm.
So I do that quite often. I get these things from them. And those are the people that I feel the sorriest for, the ones that are paralyzed veterans.
Well, that's a very rough thing. And one thing I want to be putting out there, I might put it out here a few times on this show, and that we will be bringing up more in the near future. Ed Kawamura is probably going to come on with us sometime soon, who's part of the Kauai Veterans Council. But they're going to be doing a big party to honor, and you know, almost like a reunion, a 50-year commemoration for the Vietnam War. So what's being asked out there is to find the Vietnam-era veterans. That's considered between 1955 and 1975. So the Kauai Veterans Council is going to be hosting an event on November 11th. But, you know, there's that particular war. People came back to a really rough time, and I think now that the Vietnam vets are treated much, much better, especially, you know, I think one of the biggest ways that we've seen is everything from Desert Storm and to the present, you know, veterans are treated with much more love and aloha, and certainly that goes out to the people who were drafted. Since then, it's always been voluntary, though sometimes there's, you know, kind of an economic draft. The military is a good way for people who maybe can't otherwise afford an angle up economically to do it. But so if you would like to either raise your own hand, or if you would like to you know, nominate somebody else or put somebody else's name in that you know deserves to be honored, and anybody who served in that time, you could call Edward Kawamura at 652-6706 or Wilbert Pereira at 346-5475. And that's going to be at the Kauai Marriott. And I know Henry Capone is playing and a lot of good things going on. But it's more than just a party. And it's going to be a party across the United States.
Okay.
But it is it's deeper than just throwing a party.
Felicia, we had a listener with a question for you about Alakaio Kauai Charter School.
Alakaio Kauai?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What is happening?
So what is happening is that we were unable to secure our location, which is really unfortunate. And I don't believe it passed in the Senate. These things are just trying to get passed to have basically facilities funding. So there's a lot of chicken and the egg situation. Like, you get an operating cost, but buildings that would maybe be either built to suit or where there is something that exists they want a commitment on the numbers before they'll make a commitment on the building. And it's hard to get the students in without the commitment on the building because, you know, you don't know if it's going to be in your region or someplace that's going to be easy for you to be able to get your kid to the school. So I will look up and announce in probably 5 minutes. I know that there is an event coming up for people to come. I believe it's at Lydgate Park, and I'll give you the date in just a moment. But for people to go and meet and learn more, I think for the 2018 start, it will be much easier. And great principal, a lot of really good things.
Okay, so it is not opening this fall.
It is not opening this fall. And that was pretty heartbreaking for a lot of the people working on it. But, you know, the love is still out there and the effort is still, you know, underway. So you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This is Felicia and Marshall with Kauai Soapbox. Alan Faya is in our studio with us. Alan, do you want to hang out for longer, or are you, I told you only had to be in here till 5.
Well, I do have some things I got to do tonight.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
I would love to stay around, but, you know, I've done enough Bala'au.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking of something as I was looking at the KKCR bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a bigger one that says, I love KKCR radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I love. Big
I
one.
I like that idea.
You know, if you want to make another one, put some of my money into that.
Okay. All right.
Well, I want to thank you, Felicia, for making my day. And I know we'll have more to talk about. There'll be another day like this where we'll have another discussion about the Ridge.
Yes, and many other things. So
yeah,
I appreciate that you have so much knowledge about so many areas.
Yeah, please come back. I still have a lot of questions for you.
Well, you were kind enough. We had a good visit at my house, and I thought, wow, I'm really impressed. Felicia, you're a wealth of knowledge. In fact, I'm almost glad you're not on the county council.
Well, you know, I mean, I got a whole wealth of wonderful people like you that I just...
I was going to say, you're not the only one.
I go knock on their door, you know, and basically pick their brain. And thank you for letting me pick yours.
Oh, you're welcome. And don't forget that I've got to get the thing so Susie can hear it later because she's at hula practice.
I'm going to give it to you. It'll come on your email tonight. And actually, anybody could go right into the KKCR website. And if you go to archives... And you look, it'll say Radio Free America, and it's right there. And in like a week, it'll be on my own website. That's FeliciaCowden.com. Thanks to Marshall. He puts a little work into getting it out there. But
nice.
I'll send you a link, and you can get it right away.
Well, that's super duper, yeah.
Yeah.
I had one more thing I was going to say, and what was it now? Something very important. And then, you know, and then you have a senior moment. What
okay,
was
while
that?
You're thinking through it, I want to honor your courage. That you really made a difference in the dairy issue. You're really making a difference on a lot of these things, and you understand how all this stuff plays together. And so you're very strong at speaking out. And, you know, you're going to say the raw truth, and so I appreciate that. So thank you so much, Alan. Did you get through your senior moment? Do you remember what it was?
I'm busy with a photo shoot with the bumper sticker here, which is beautiful. In case anybody hasn't gotten one yet, it's
I know. I just thought of what it was that drove me nuts.
Okay.
Last night I sat there for the longest time. I sent 82 BCCs, and the letter went out. Did you see the letter I sent?
No.
I had you on the list.
Okay, I got to try and pull it up again.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So last night, I had it down there, and I said, be sure to listen to KKCR tomorrow.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Okay, now, I sent
you
that.
You put the wrong time on it, though.
You know what I did? I know, no, but what happened was I punched the go button, and the thing said we can't send it.
Oh.
Well, it turned out my Hawaiian Tel failed me overnight, and I couldn't send or receive any email. So today, all of a sudden, my HawaiianTel.net works. So all of a sudden I could send it. So I went back and changed the title to today. But at the bottom I forgot to say, see you tomorrow or something.
Okay.
But I meant to have that for see you today or listen to us today.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Anyway, it's been a huge pleasure. It's just a great time.
And the senior day at Wilcox Day
is on the 10th. It's a Wednesday. We're on at 10 o'clock.
And is it open to other people?
I think you can come and be an observer.
All right.
So we don't want to crowd the place, but, you know, there's a lot of room in there. You can standing room kind of thing. You can watch some hula and hear us play.
And especially if people have family members in there, it's a really nice thing. So some people have family members in there, so it's a great thing to do. So thank you so much, Alan.
And if you do have family members, you're going to see them there in the wheelchairs. Most of them are in wheelchairs.
Okay.
Some are standing or sitting.
All right.
Okay, everybody. Alano.
Aloha. So, Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with The Copper Man and Second Skin.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com. Or 639-3456. PackYourTrash.org and SaveRCs.us.
Second Skin Organics Hawaiian Mosquito Shield. Safe and effective. Protecting you and your ohana since 2001. Kauai grown, GMO free, sustainable organic agriculture based solutions. Uamau ke'ea o ka'aina I ka pono. More information on their global mission and vision for Hawaii at secondskinorganics.com.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And, you know, we have Community Affairs Radio, but we also have Democracy Now! And such great reporting that Amy Goodman brings. So let's hear from her.
Aloha, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the island since 1997. Please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you. Your support at any level will pay dividends all year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And so we have different people who are in here helping us, and Marge Dente is one, and Aurelius McNaughton is another. And I want to announce a few things.
Great. What's going on?
Okay. And aside from a fun drive, people could call
826-7774-4.
Okay. One is going to bring you on the air. Four is going to call, give somebody to take the donation. So we need some more money, people, so thank you so much for calling it in. The Kilauea Neighborhood Association is having a meeting tonight from 7 to 9, and I know for me personally, that's my own community, so I'm always on their list. That's why I hear about it. They're especially going to have some stuff on that shopping center that's going to move up.
Right. There's an update on the Lighthouse Village from Chip. They're also going to talk about the Plateau Subdivision Draft Map with Andy Friend.
Yes. And then on Thursday, I'm going to go, too, and I'm planning to film it. I'm trying to do, like, Hawike is another really great resource on the island for getting, you know, words out. And the Commission on Water Resource Management is going to be there. They're going to be pretty much talking about the Waimea River. It's a very big deal that a lot of that water has been brought in. And what Alan Faya was mentioning about is how water is a big issue for him.
Huge.
So, Alan, I don't know if you're still hearing this, but, you know, at the Commission on Water Resource Management next Thursday, they're talking about water in the Waimea River and how they've changed. And it's going to be in Waimea, so maybe you can drive with me. I'll take you there. Thursday. Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Waimea Neighborhood Center.
So they've restored the flow of much...
Is Thursday the 11th?
No, Thursday is the 4th.
Oh, okay, because it's a week later.
You're in a different mic.
Wrong mic.
Hey, sorry. I just have to go run some errands right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't have earphones on. Okay, so it's a week after our because on the 10th we have our Wilcox Hospital.
Yes, but this Thursday.
Then it's this Thursday?
This Thursday there's the Commission on Water Resource Management, which is an important event, you know, for people who are wanting to learn more about what's going on. And that is a commission that normally meets on Oahu. So it's very rare that you can actually go in and actually see them face to face and that they can see how important it is. And so many things hinge around the availability of water. And so you had just been talking about the availability of water was a sticking point for yourself. So the, that's surface water. You're needing groundwater, but it's all related. So.
Well, they did make the difference in the Kikaha ditch. So that does affect us for future ag. Look, I'll tell you, let's get together on the phone and we'll arrange to go.
Okay.
Aloha.
Thank you,
Alan. Alan, it's been an honor meeting you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, nowhere else on the planet can you have Alan, local legend, come in, sing you live the Hawaiian National Anthem, talk about how he designed the first vertical takeoff airplane, and also has talked to a guy who's actually been on the moon. So I just want to say I'm really, really proud to have met you.
Hawaii.
You might want to mention how happy I am to meet the...
We're on the air, so we have to stay talking on the air. So
I'm just saying, would you please tell everybody how much I appreciate the people?
I think they heard you. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Everybody knows that it's appreciated. So one other thing that is kind of interesting that I just learned, you know, there's this. Alan's been helping with the dairy issue in Mahalapu, but the Mahalapu people, he's a big part of the Friends of Mahalapu, but the Mahalapu people have been working cross-collaboratively with folks on the Big Island of Hawaii for their O'okala dairy, and so Hawaii's been helping them. But today on KMGB, they're going to be, and KITV, KITV, the O'okala people are going to be on there, and they are going to sue, I think, the state, the Department of Health, because the Department of Health has been called, and they've come out, and they've looked, and they've seen really egregious health violations going on. And, when Alan guys...
People aren't ignoring that kind of thing anymore.
They're not ignoring those kind of things anymore. And, really, Kauai Community Radio has a key role
in how
we connect all of this. And so, as we work with activists from a lot of different, zones, those things happen. And so, O'okala on Hawaii Island, when they take action against the Department of Health, it's not that we want it. Whenever we're suing the state, we're basically suing ourselves. But the thing is it's about holding the groups accountable to each other.
Well, unfortunately, that's the form that democracy has taken. And so to an extent, we do have to work within those parameters. We are in an era where there's a lot of hypocrisy. So, the same statespeople that will criticize a community for suing a corporation or an organization will then turn around and also use litigation to hurt those smaller communities. So I for one, send big ups to those folks for mounting a defense to their land and their livelihood and their community.
Yeah. And so I think, like, with what happened here, I went to the lawsuit with the Hyatt versus Hawaii Dairy Farms. And so the Department of Health had to be there and be accountable. And Judge Valenciano was saying, to the Department of Health, you know, how, what is your role and what is your purpose if you see problems and you take no action? Because that was something that was happening here on Kauai, too, though, of
course.
Good
words for everyone.
Yeah, and we have some challenges here. So here on KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, Kauai Soapbox, we're going to hear from another loving list of our supporters that are keeping Free Speech Radio available for you. And so,
Free Speech Radio.
And I like to really pay attention who's given these gifts because, you know, I make an extra effort to go and support them. And then Marge and Aurelius are going to be joining us after. We're going to talk a little bit about the history here. But so here are our wave riders.
Alec Ahana, your Kauai Edward Jones Financial Advisor at Hanamaulu Branch. Additional information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SPIC.
Andy Sarahanis, eclectic farmer, herstorian, available for consultations and presentations in agri-culinary alchemy and place-wedded goddess-empowered authentic culture, 828-2039.
European thermography, holistic breast screening and full-body health evaluation, safe, effective, non-invasive, thermographyhawaii.com, 652-8752.
Plenty Pupuli Kayaks, new location in Kapa'a, has all your kayaking and kayak fishing needs. 808-245-5005. PlentyPupuli.com.
Harvest Market Hanalei, your natural food source, invites you to share the love with KKCR.
Java Kai, in the heart of old Kapa'a town. Breakfast, lunch, and desserts. Beans roasted in shop. 823-6887, javakai.com.
The Local Kauai, a brand new restaurant and bar located in Kapa'a. Locally sourced ingredients, fresh squeezed cocktails. 808-431-4926, thelocalkauai.com.
Waves Yoga, a new yoga studio opening May 15th in Princeville Center. Meditation, yoga, and infrared sauna treatments. 652-6582, wavesyogakauai.com.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg, located on Kauai at the St. Regis Princeville, Kukui'ula in Poipu, and Wailea Maui, expandingvisualreality.com.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art gallery, quality canvas, G-clay, and specially paper prints and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
The BRAD Foundation, supporting Kauai and its youth through monthly beach cleanups and outdoor youth programs. www.b-radfoundation.org, 651-3970.
North Shore Plumbing Service, serving Kauai's North Shore, 828-1221.
Swell Chiropractic, Dr. Ryan Majaris, helping you to stay healthy and active. Now open in Hanalei and Kapa'a, 631-2508.
Kauai-grown produce featuring sweet onions, lychee, and Kauai chai teas at the Saturday market at Kilauea Mini Golf. Olana Organic Farm supports KKCR.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And Marge, you have done more than just support it. Thank you so much for your donation today. And, you know, you have been here since the beginning, since before the beginning.
Absolutely. Yeah, even though we went on air in 97, this radio station actually started its very beginnings back in the late 1989s. And that's when two wonderful women decided that we had to have a really good radio station, because Janet Planet, as some of you know her also by Janet Friend, she got fired from a local commercial radio station. She had a reggae show, and she was promoting that people should go out to PMRF and demonstrate against the Star Wars project. She got fired.
I was one of those demonstrators.
That's going back a ways.
That's going back. And so she got together with another wonderful woman, Sally O'Donnell, who really had a lot of experience in starting nonprofit organizations. But unfortunately, Sally had to leave Princeville, where she lived with an ailing husband. So Janet had to take this whole thing on herself. And although she is passionate about the radio, she really didn't have too much knowledge about starting a nonprofit. And that's when Butch Kekahu and my husband, Fred, who did have radio experience in Los Angeles, and I entered the scene in 1989. And we helped Janet start with meetings, and our actual very first meeting where the public was invited to attend was in 1993 in Princeville. And only a handful of people came, but I have their names. And it's just, some of these people are still around. It's just incredible. Besides Janet and Butch, who died subsequently after we got on air, and also Butchie's mother was there. Butchie's brother was there. Julie Young, who now is Julie Kane Elohe, and Tim Freeling. I don't know if he's still around. Van Cummings, a lady by the name of Venus, and Roy Richardson and myself were at that meeting. Oh. And we just started with nothing. I gave the first donation of $20 just to cover copies that had to be made to be handed out to meetings. And so we had other meetings, and we came up with a statement of purpose, which I brought with me today for people to read and see. But it's basically the basis for our mission statement. But this we had to come up with to get our license and to be recorded by the state of Hawaii to become a nonprofit corporation. We had to have basically a statement of why we're existing. So we came up with that. And so, but basically, the reason that we really needed to get started was because the sovereignty movement was just coming on, and they had no way to get their word out. There was none of their stuff was being published in the radio, the newspapers around the state. And so Butch, who was totally into
Kekahu.
Butch Kekahu, exactly. He said, we need to start a radio station. And he got some of his uncles in Anahola to get a station started in Butchie's garage. But they found out that the equipment to get going there was just going to be on them. So one day, Butch and Janet Planet happened at the same social event, and they started talking radio, and that's how it all got started. And Butch invited Fred and my husband and I in on it, and a few other people. And then we wrote our bylaws, we wrote our articles of incorporation. Thank you. And we got started, and in 1994 we submitted our papers to the state and got going. And it was a struggle, because at those times it was not easy to get a license from the FCC.
It's probably even harder today. Huh?
It might be. But it took us over 4 years to actually get that license, get the funding, and actually get on air in 1997. And there were a lot of people who were really instrumental in that. And besides Julie, that I've already mentioned, her husband, Coco, and another lady who was our sort of spiritual advisor, who I'm still in contact with, even though she doesn't live here. Her name was Oracle, and she gave us a lot of calming influence when things were not going quite so right.
Very important.
Yeah, very important, and she continues to support us. And so it's It's been a long haul, but, and there's been some ups and downs as any nonprofit goes through. We all know that.
And we're like at 20 years now, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell us a little bit about how Aniki influenced this?
Yeah. A lot of people think that because Aniki slammed us, that that's how we actually got our license. But that came along after we got started. Now, Aniki was in, what, September 1992?
Yep, September 11th. Now, were we in the building yet, though?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Aniki actually helped us along, though.
Absolutely. It helped us along because the feds knew that we were not, we didn't have, nobody had nothing. Kauai did not have a signal on the North Shore.
I know our phone didn't work for 4 months. It was 2 years before we got television back, you know.
No safety network.
Close to a month without water. It was a long time, and we didn't have any radio up here.
No. So that really helped us. And then in 1990...
Up here means North Shore.
Yeah, Kauai. North Shore. And Julie was able to come up with this building through a contact of hers. And the guy who had, I know his name, his first name is Ken. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Garden Pond.
Anyway, Bernard, his last name is, he ran into Julie and said, you know, and all of a sudden we have a building. But guess what it was? It was a two-car garage, which we are now sitting in. This used to be a two-car garage. And a small area, which is now our office, and then we acquired a larger area over the years. But we had so many people come up here and volunteer their help. John Hawthorne was one of them. He was here constantly with his hammer, building and screwing everything together here, and pouring cement and getting.
And who's our antenna man?
No, I don't think.
We still have the same antenna man.
Oh. Don Mussel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Fred found him in California and invited him to come here and be our engineer. And he came, and we had talk, and all of a sudden Don Mussel was our engineer and still is. And we so much appreciate his knowledge and his willingness to help us and passion for it. So, yeah, and so the Kekahu Foundation is not named after Butch Kekahu.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No.
Me neither.
No.
This history is great, by the way.
It's named after the meaning of the word. And before we went on air, we had to come up with a name for a nonprofit, okay? So Butch says, well, you can name it after me. And we all laughed. And he said, no. It's not my family. It's the word, the meaning of the word. And the meaning of the word is honored attendant, caretaker, guardian. That's what we named the radio station for.
It's honored attendant, caretaker, guardian. I did not know that.
You're welcome, listeners.
Yeah. And so, and we all just sort of laughed, but, you know, we understood what he was talking about. And originally, we wanted to have the call letters K-L-E-O, which means the voice. But when we submitted it to the state, they said, no, sorry, that's already taken, but I've never heard it. So I don't know who was trying to influence us in the beginning, but we never got it. But anyway, in 1993, I drew a logo, and there it is.
So it looks something close to what
that's still in the current logo.
Yeah, so
a circular shape with trees coming into a kind of a grotto.
Yep. And I had KLEO in there instead of KKCR.
Which would have been the voice.
Yeah, the voice, which I thought was, totally appropriate. Anyway, and this is our statement of purpose that we had at that time, which our mission statement pretty much came out of that statement of purpose several years later.
And I just want to acknowledge the world is listening here. You know, I see kind of newer onto the air with us is Brazil, Japan, more China, a couple few more from Japan, and Kailua. So this is bigger than just Kauai.
And for anyone who appreciates KKCR, they can donate from anywhere in the world at kkcr.org.
And just press that donate button.
Yep.
Please think about it.
Yeah, let's get your calls in here from all over the world as well as from all sides of our island. And we, of course, are heard on the North Shore for sure of Oahu. And so we would love to hear from you guys out there. We know you're listening because occasionally you call in and let us know what's going
and,
out
and
there.
And I can see that they're listening right
yeah,
now.
So let's have a call.
And there's also, I want to acknowledge, like, as we're reaching it, we are in our 20th year, a lot of this equipment that was bought with those FEMA funds. FEMA was a big piece. I want to also give a shout out to Glenn Fry and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We're still hearing them in here. Number of the musicians that live on the island or have a strong influence on the island, they kicked down some money too. But our equipment, you know, sometimes you hear that. We have to go up. Don Mussel has to get in a helicopter, go up there, and try and fix that. A lot of different things happen, and it's a damp area.
Yeah, think about the weather on Kauai.
Yeah, think about the weather. And, you know, this is volunteers, and we are a big community of heavy givers.
And I would also like to say that, you know, the reason to give now is not just because you do want to support something that you love, something that's part of your Kauai experience, which, of course, is an awesome reason right away, but also that we represent freedom of speech, and whether that comes out in music or discussion, it's something that even if you don't particularly care for a certain program at any given time, you have to love the fact that we are here. We do so without any commercial or corporate influence. We do it all out of love. Everyone here is doing it unpaid, and around this time of year, many of us pay money. I think there's, you know, most volunteers dig into their pockets around this time. And so, you know, if you, you know, regardless of whether it's because you love the programming or if you just love the idea of free speech, please do give us a call at 826-7771 or 7774 being the operative number if you're going to make a donation.
Right. Yeah, 71 the 77. The one to call in, and we're going to hear what you get if you do an angel pledge, which is $365. It's a dollar a day. So you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This is Kauai Soapbox.
Everyone who donates $365 or more to KKCR during our spring fund drive from April 27th to May 11th will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a Malibu Kayak 3.4 surfing kayak with seat and paddle, donated by Plenty Pupule Kayaks. Mahalo nui to Plenty Pupule Kayaks. Plenty Pupule Kayaks, new location in Kapa'a, has all your kayaking and kayak fishing needs. 808-245-5005, plentypupule.com.
Yeah, mahalo nui to Plenty Pupule for their kayaks. And also to Hawaiiki, who gave the big gifts, I mean huge gifts, that helped to get this $20,000 worth of starting money. And we have sustaining members that do really, really good things too.
Marge, I wanted to ask you something. You were talking about creating the mission statement when KKCR began. Down the road now, today, all these years, how do you think we're doing? Are we fulfilling that mission?
I think we are, have been for quite a while, but it's been sort of understated. And now there's a lot of meetings at the board where we are discussing our next mission statement, if there should be any changes or different directions, or what are we talking about? When Butch was still alive, I wanted to try to raise enough money to start a whole building and a library to help the sovereignty movement, and to have a building large enough to have community meetings, because at that time there were very few places to have community meetings, and fortunately that has changed to the positive now. So we're now talking about way into the future and not so far into the future in the board. I'm not on the board anymore. I served on the board for 9 years and then the community advisory board before that for 6 years. But Fred, my husband, and I are on lots of committees to keep forward motion. And so we're looking at our mission statement, and we're going to be putting out a survey soon. The board will be putting out a survey. And for people to really consider how and where can we continue to grow? And so it's
important. This is what democracy looks like. With our mission statement is always evolving with our community, and then this is a place where anyone who is concerned with community can contribute to the mission of our community radio.
Absolutely. Am I right? So it's gonna come out soon. Probably not till the summertime, the survey, because it's being worked on. And Jonathan Jay, who serves on the board, and my husband are on the committee to get this in a forward motion.
Yeah, and so, we always take input as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, any time of the year.
So that's in process. And at the last board meeting, which you all are invited to attend, they are every, they're four times a year. And the next one is August 2nd. So it's right before our 20th birthday. So you might want to come to the board meeting and see what goes on behind the scenes, because, you know, it's wonderful having this radio station and all our volunteer programmers and everything. But without that board of directors, we may be in deep kimchi.
Well, again, it's not just the money, but the effort that goes into keeping this station alive.
Yeah, and a little song comes to my mind. We'll see if I can successfully get it out for just a half of that little bit.
Is it a birthday song?
No,
we're coming up on our 20th anniversary. Please call in now if you appreciate what you're hearing. You have the opportunity to be a part of it. It feels really good.
826-7774, and we are already at $815 for our $1,000 goal for this show. It would be great to top that. We have 25 minutes left.
Marshall, you're great with numbers. I've been curious. What is the daily cost that we pay out to keep this democracy, this free speech radio? I know it's like something
really
like...
Just hold that thought. I'll go find out.
You know, and maybe somebody in the office is listening. You know, we have different amounts because we have these averages, because sometimes we have equipment failures that are the big piece.
You know what I do know? It's $40 an hour.
$40 an hour.
Yeah. Okay, it's so let's see if Felicia can pull off her little song here.
Felicia,
you know,
get paid. This is a radio thing,
and some of our guys like Jack and Kevin, they're all so good at this, but...
That you don't know what you got till it's gone. You be in paradise and put up a fucking lie.
You know, because...
Nice call.
That's what we got to really work on is, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Don't take it for granted. And I want to talk a little bit about what I saw in the Senate today. But go on, Marshall, you have something to say?
Well, we were talking earlier about the proposed Princeville Lodge project and the question of downzoning and the difficulties in doing that. And it made me think about the Princeville Phase 2 resort designation. And I know they were discussing that at the Planning Commission last week a couple of times. Do you know what came out of that?
Well, a decision wasn't yet made. And that has just kind of come up soon. And that's a real challenge. Taking entitlements away is difficult. It rarely happens. Once in a while it does. When the Porters bought the light industrial site in Kilauea, they chose to downgrade it to agriculture, although then paid some bummer prices on that when they were wanting to do a community auditorium area. They call it the pavilion. But they were able to get that passed. But the zoning is a very big issue. I'm going to pat my own back here for a moment. You know, each show puts a lot of work into what they do, into understanding the music. John's coming up, John Gordon, he does jazz with John. There's a lot that happens for the shows, but I go to a zillion meetings, and then an exhausting amount of meetings. I care, and as Marge was saying, she's kind of over the meetings.
Again, back to the effort, Felicia, I have to thank you on the air. You put way more than just time into this whole enterprise, and so thank you on behalf of the community.
Well, thank you so much. It feels like my responsibility to be watching this.
I understand.
So today, you know, I watched the Senate, and again, giving a shout-out. The State Senate. So Olelo is the name of the program on the public access channel on Oahu. Naleo is Hawaii. Hawike is here. But so I was watching it, and one thing I was very happy to see is that, you know, with a lot of debate, they defeated House Bill 1469, and that was one where it does make, there is certainly some conveniences for the state, but it was like what we have this Public Land Development Corporation, and KKCR had a big part in repealing the Public Land Development Corporation, which takes state lands and basically, it was literally said to exploit for revenue was the goal behind
that. Wow,
them,
they know. Actually put those words
that
in there.
That was the open goal. But so
yeah,
here's
well, that's happening on a national level,
it's
too.
It's happening on a national level. So from Senator Laura Thielen, I don't know what the word recommitted means. I know it means something like stopped
stolen.
It.
Stolen.
No, it's the Senate recommitted House Bill 1469, so that means they stopped it, but I don't know why they use that word. I have to learn that. The
yeah,
bill that
it's
would
not
have
stopped.
The bill that would have allowed no, it is. They did. They stopped it today.
Oh, okay.
They stopped it. So, because I got some letters back from different senators that I wrote and said that was the case, but it says the bill that would allow the leases of the state lands for unlimited time. So if you lease something unlimited, it's like almost selling it to them.
To recommit a bill means to return it to committee for further consideration.
Okay.
So
it's not completely stopped then. So it says, this would have allowed the state to extend any existing lease to a government agency or nonprofit for an unlimited time upon approval of development agreement. This would have included ceded land, astronomy districts, and lands leased to the federal government.
Hmm.
The state holds land in public trust, and it's pretty hard to maintain that trust when you're talking about essentially privatizing public lands. Leases have an end term for a reason. Getting rid of the end term isn't in the public interest, and that's been issues on the water here, but this was definitely like part of the chess game with the 30-meter telescope.
Well, and so issue. Much of our lands too. It's like, oh, a 99-year lease. So what's going to be left when you're done? And
well,
that's why the telescope's a huge, issue, because these ancestral lands can't be restored to their original condition.
And this lease is going to be up soon up there on Mauna Kea. Now, another piece that I watched today was, I don't think it's a completely done deal, but this is a really rough situation with the Honolulu Rail. That's working out to about $500 million a mile. It's incredibly expensive. And so they are going to continue that. That was something that was up. And it's a tough call because, like, if you've spent so much, do you stop continuing to spend?
Did you say $500 million per mile?
Yes, $500
million. Wow, I'm pretty sure we could fix Flint's water supply with that money.
I don't think so. It's going to cost a little bit more than that, but
it's a huge chunk, though.
It's a huge chunk, and so this is state money. So when we see social services that get cut in order to be able to keep this going, like an example is they voted to cut civil legal services. They lost funding. That is really a tough thing. And the federal government under the Trump administration, they're trying to cut those services to the poor. So that's like helps people if they're being evicted from their house to be able to have legal aid. That was really a rough thing that I watched, and that what I saw on this continued funding for the TAT is to upping the transit accommodation tax. So going up to 12%. And that, the state's trying to take all that money away from the counties. That's when people are paying extra tax on their vacations. Pardon me? No, okay, I thought I heard something. So when there's paying extra money.
Well, if those taxes are paid, too, you also have a sector of vacation rentals that are paying no tax.
But mostly the hotels, they're paying that TAT. So when they're raising those funds, they're shifting that burden onto the visitors, but not allowing that visitor money to be going to, like, police and roads and rescue. We're having a lot of big issues like that. So it's kind of constant. And like when I'll go on Thursday to the Commission on Water Resource Management, it is really trying hard to stay on top of these pieces. So what Kauai Community Radio does is connect the dots.
Connect the dots.
Connect the dots. So listeners, I have a little bit over 15 minutes left, and I have a goal of $1,000. And
we're so close.
We're so close, and $815 has been donated, but I will be honest that most of that came out of people who are sitting in this room. And I know, Marshall, that you did yours in the early bird time.
I sure did. I was hoping to win a big old prize.
Yeah.
I didn't get the prize either.
But so thank you both for doing the early bird donating. But listeners, please do help me get to that $1,000 goal. That will help me feel loved and appreciated. I love and I appreciate all of you.
That's 826-7774.
Yes, or donate now. And we are going to hear from our final round of Wave Riders who help keep us on the air. And when you listen and you hear this, these are mostly small people. And in fact, Andy Sarhanis, he was one of our food donors today, and he was in the last group, and that's just a person. So thank you, people.
Support your way.
Haniolo Santa Maria Barbecue, located street side in Kapa'a Town, featuring tri-tip, chicken, fish, hamburgers, and more. 431-1668.
Pu'ukumu School, currently enrolling grades 7 through 10, is hosting the Food Truck Challenge May 13th. Tickets available at Art Night.
Princeville Botanical Gardens, magical garden tours and chocolate tasting. World-class botanical garden. Summer Kama'aina memberships, 808-634-5505, PrincevilleBotanicalGardens.com.
Conscious Kauai Clean, offering eco-friendly house cleaning with true aloha, 808-212-5199. Conscious Kauai Clean, references available, 808-212-5199.
The Greenery Cafe, sending our love to the entire KKCR Ohana. Happy 20th birthday. TheGreeneryCafe.com or 246-4567.
Kalalea Juice Hale, healthy organic juices, smoothies, shave ice, acai bowls, and more. Ohana owned, 346-0074.
Hawaii Seeds Facebook page. Conversations about pesticides banned elsewhere but deemed safe in Hawaii. GMO Free Kauai, 651-9603.
Respect the taco. Mahalo from Tiki Tacos in Kapa'a.
Goldsmiths Kauai, creating fine jewelry with gemstones, diamonds, and pearls in Wailua for 30 years. 822-4653. Goldsmiths-Kauai.com.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, supporting KKCR from the beginning. Happy 20th birthday, KKCR.
The Spot, organic frozen yogurt bar in downtown Kapa'a, featuring non-dairy, vegan, all-natural treats.
Johnny and the gang at Poi Boy Records support KKCR because it makes you feel good.
Family-owned and operated Garden Island Properties is located in Kapa'a, proudly serving Kama'ainas and visitors for over 25 years. Mahalo.
Small Town Coffee, located in the Red Bus in North Kapa'a, serving coffee, pastries, and cold drinks.
Kauai Veterans Council seeking Vietnam-era veterans for their 50-year commemoration. If you know someone who deserves to be honored, please call 652-6706 or 346-5475.
Signature Homes Kauai, 30 years of creative design and superb customer service. More information at signaturehomeskauai.com/HOUZZ or 652-8386.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Thank you.
See you next week. Bye.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. So I'm looking at the official word, official as in on the news, on this rail project. So it says, in a dramatic turnabout, state senators have rejected a deal on rail funding reached Monday night with House lawmakers. So that's consistent with what I saw. It was kind of hard to figure out what was really going on there, but it's putting in jeopardy any agreement on how to pay for the beleaguered project. So they couldn't decide how to fund it. And on Tuesday afternoon, senators voted 16-9 to support a 10-year extension of the rail tax surcharge to help fund the rail project, which is something the city has advocated for. In doing so, they rejected a deal reached with the House late Monday that would have sought funding for rail from various sources. So this is a big challenge because it has been so expensive. And what was really evident there, what was angry about was almost like a bait and switch that there had not even been any kind of public opportunity or even for the legislator to look at it. It was like they
were
saying...
One more rubber stamp.
They said it was like a backroom deal. So the legislators were not happy about it. So they were really, really challenging on that one. So it's a big issue. Not easy to be able to work these things out. So I don't know. I don't know how we really work through that. Marge, do you have any thoughts about it? You know, we have a halfway built rail project that we've spent, a fortune on. And, I think if we knew what was going to happen, and a lot of the legislatures were like, I told you so, beforehand, because it's really more than doubled the cost. It's billions of dollars, and we are a small community,
it's
really.
A lot of zeros. A
lot of zeros.
Well, this is what always happens. But I've been promoting a rail project for the island of Kauai.
We couldn't afford that here.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Well, I mean, it's billions of dollars to build these things.
I know, but...
There's too much beauty.
Yeah. However, if we continue to advertise that we're open for an unusually large amount of tourism here, how are we going to fit them on our roads? I think in terms of 50 years from now, I always have. And so I don't think it's out of the question, because by that time or even before that, hopefully there will be less expensive cars that are made for the rails
and
less expensive rails and less polluting. And hopefully some people may end up starting to donate easements for this rail to be built.
Well,
a
big challenge that we have here is that our roads, so many of them, like in Kekaha and Kealia and Kapa'a, they are all in the inundation zone of really hardly any level of climate change. You know, it could be very soon because a lot of those places...
You can already watch them crumble in some places,
and
right?
They were filled. These were wetlands that got filled, and then they've built towns and roads over it. So that would have been a good Alan Faya question, because that was in his living memory, some of that elements that were there.
And I just want to honor a person who just walked into the room. Yes.
John Gordon.
One, the only.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Gordon, for beautiful jazz.
He was one of our board members years ago and got us out of a lot of problems, and I just want to honor him. He's still with us, and I don't want to leave today without honoring several other people who were here pretty much at the beginning. Richard Fernandez came in a year after we got started the nonprofit, and Vic DeAnda came in. He was on the board, and that now they're still here. They
yes.
are still here. And
let's be honest, Richard Fernandez, he had a lot to do with getting a lot of those high volume donors that helped kick us over the edge of being
absolutely
able to open the doors.
Tom Petty, let's face it, every year we get a wonderful donation.
And Glenn Frey
came in and gave us close to $40,000 by performing a concert in Oahu, and we got a certain amount from every ticket that helped us get over a hump to get our first huge grant. Otherwise we could never have gotten on the air without his attention.
Can't do without community.
Yeah. And so our very first programmer, he's what is his name? He's a chairperson of the United Way here on, you know,
Scott Jarman.
Scott Jarman came in. He was our very first programmer. He is still with us, and unbeknownst to many people, he has two shows on this radio station, and so he's still here. There are a lot of people that are still here from the very, very beginning and before, and to me, that just gives me goosebumps, chicken skin.
It's a multi-generational thing, freedom has no beginning or end.
And, Marshall, I see that we got, some more donations, so now we're just 115 away from our goal. Do we have a name to honor?
That hasn't quite been handed to me, Felicia, but we certainly are getting close. And actually, here's Dove with a racer in hand, bringing our total up even higher.
Dating
the number
now
is 826-7774.
Oh, my God.
So $935.
So close to your goal.
So close to my goal. So I am just looking for 65 more dollars. Please help me and KKCR feel loved. We so appreciate it. It makes a big difference. We are, even if we just got $38 more, but I want
that take us.
But it would take us to 42,000, and so we are about 60% towards our goal. So please make me feel loved. $65.
Since the answer to life, the universe, and everything is 42, I think it would be very fitting if we could reach $42,000 on this show.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you can become a sustaining member, so you don't have to give the full amount all at once. We take your credit card, and you can determine how much you want to give every month, and it's taken out of your credit card account. And you can usually, I usually do that because I can give more every month.
Yeah, there are some really wonderful people who do that.
Please help us sustain us, and we'll sustain you with free speech radio of your local community radio.
And among the things that we do on this station, we're about to have the county council report. I want to again honor John Gordon, who also, by the way, John, you wrote an excellent letter on Princeville's history in the paper, and I posted that. That was good. And so John said he got a few calls on it, all positive. Now, he's a programmer who's, like, low-key. So I see that our county council report is very short, so it must be that we are not having a county council meeting tomorrow. Is that correct, John?
That's correct.
Okay, so I am going to, as we leave the show, I'm going to play that whole song. We're not quite out of here yet, but John's got to have a little bit of space to come in. So I'm going to see if I got my last donation, though. Marge, do you have a final thought?
No, but I'll be here. And if anybody wants to hear any more history during John's show, if he will permit, I'll give little tidbits here and there.
Yes, and I know one of the things Aurelius wanted to be pointing out, so I'm going to point it out for him. Free Speech Radio, the National Free Speech Radio, closed their doors last week. Very sad that that happened, and it is lack of funding. And over time, the National Endowment for the Arts have been getting narrower and narrower. And lots of different funding sources getting smaller, and we just have to keep it going.
Yes, and the budget, I don't think, is going to include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for next year. Our president is threatening to cancel us. So, and we get a lot of funding from the feds, which we...
About a third of what we have.
Yeah, and so that doesn't... If that doesn't happen, oh, my goodness, we particularly need your help.
Is that included in the National Endowments for the Arts?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. You know what? That actually didn't get cut in his proposal. Yeah, he said he was going to do that, but actually there's an increased amount of funding for the National Endowment for the Arts.
Okay, so John said yes on that, too. So I hope that's the case. And I want to tell you all that I love you very, very much. KKCR loves you very, very much, and we thank you for all the donations that we have, and we thank you for listening, and we thank you for all the calls. So, Koi Soapbox, signing out.
Thanks, Felicia. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, let me make sure.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line. Took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and charged the people a dollar and a half.
So we're thanking you.
Yes.
We're thanking you.
Thank you to Sandy. Thanks for, she's doing the sustaining membership. She just called and upped her sustaining member. She was already a sustaining member, but she upped it per month. And thank you so much to Sandy. She says she loves you, Felicia. Thanks for everything you do every week and all the hard work you put into the show.
Love you too.
I want to thank Marsha. Thank you so much, Marsha. We have, who else do we have? A couple people that didn't want to be thanked on the air. Marge, of course. Joan. Thank you, Joan. And Alan. Thank you, Alan. We were like, we got slammed on the phones there. That was awesome. Yes. Paul, thank you to Paul. Awesome. Julia, who pledged online during the show. Thank you, Julia. Also to Alan, who was here live in the studio. Thank you, Alan. And awesome. Lots of great calls. People really just wanted to really say thank you for this great program that you do every Tuesday from 4 to 6. You put a lot of hard work and energy into it. And the amount of guests, I wish I had a list of all the guests you've had this past 6 months. It's amazing, the people you've had here. I mean,
I got some amazing ones coming up, too.
Cool.
So the next couple weeks, amazing ones.
Cool. So thank you for everything you do, and it's so great to hear from people, their appreciation of the show, really appreciative of what you do here every week. So yay, so you broke your goal. It's yeah. Over. I haven't tallied it, but we're up over 1,000, so
hey,
almost 1,100.
Thank you, everybody.
And and that
yeah.
brings us
thank you yes,
that means we only good. We have less than 28,000 to go for the drive.
All
so
right,
that's pretty epic.
Hey, KCR listeners,
it means we're up over 42,000 we've brought in, and we have 28 to go. Awesome.
Nice. Thank you,
Mahalo.
Doug.
Yay.
Jazz with John coming up next after the county council. Very, very, very short report.
Thanks, Felicia. Thanks, Marshall.
Woo-hoo.